Migration almost always follows the same pattern, mm-hmm. which is that it doesn't go from one country to another country. It goes from a cluster of villages or a sub-rural region to specific urban neighborhoods. And those urban neighborhoods, which are usually low income, low housing cost especially, they serve as the bottom rung on the ladder for people arriving in a new country. Usually one or two people from the village at first. Maybe they'll live many people to a room, then bring over other people. At first, just to provide some extra income for the rural village. And then eventually whole families will come over. And if it works well, they start small businesses there. Perhaps they purchase property. They use this urban neighborhood as the platform for success. This is true whether you're in the slums of Mumbai, which are linked to villages in Maharashtra in central India, or if you're in one of the cities of the Pearl River Delta in China, which draw people from specific clusters of villages in the center of China, or if you're in southern Los Angeles, whose streets are linked to specific clusters of villages in Guatemala and Salvador and Honduras, or say in east or western and northern London, where groups of houses are linked to villages in Silesia and southwest Poland.